Period 4. Activity 4. Part 2. Hello, everyone, and welcome to one of Istanbul's greatest buildings, the Sultan Ahmed Mosque, or as most people call it, the Blue Mosque.
Why do people call it the Blue Mosque?
Because the walls inside are a beautiful blue. You'll see when we go in. But first, let's talk about Istanbul. The first thing is this. It stands on two continents. Turn round, everyone, and look. The water you see is the Bosphorus, and across it is Asia. And here, we're standing in Europe.
How old is Istanbul?
It's almost 2,700 years old. That was when the local ruler, King Bizos, decided to build a new city here. In those days, its name was Byzantium, and it became a rich and powerful city of trade between the East and West. Then, in the year 324, the Romans made Byzantium the capital of their new Eastern Empire, and they changed the name to Constantinople. They also decided to build the biggest church in the world. Look past the Blue Mosque, and there it is, the Hagia Sophia. It opened its doors to the people in 573.
What about the Blue Mosque? Is it as old as that?
No, the Blue Mosque is much newer. To build that needed new Muslim rulers. That happened in 1453. The Muslim Ottomans attacked Constantinople and took it, and from that year, the Ottoman sultans ruled their new empire from this city. And the city's next new name was Istanbul.
Did they build the Blue Mosque right after that?
No. First they needed their new centre of government, the Topkapi Palace. The Sultan and his government moved into Topkapi in 1465. And it's there, past Hagia Sophia.
And the Blue Mosque?
Yes, well, the Ottomans finished building the Blue Mosque in 1616, so it's really quite new.
What happened to the Ottoman Empire in the end?
It fell in 1918. Then, in 1923, a completely new government set up the modern country of Turkey that we have today.